Good evening, I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this feast of the Nativity of our Lord, Christmas Day, Year A. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7, Psalm 96, Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we praise you that you have shown us in Jesus that you are not remote, that you are not a long way off. Though we cannot see you or touch you, you have promised that no matter who or what we are, what we have done or failed to do, you will be very near to each and every one of us. Today, we remember the coming of Jesus. Help us to know the joy of his presence in our lives. Lord, we praise you that he came as a helpless baby. We thank you for the story of Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the angels, the wise men and the star. We praise you more that it is all not just a story, but a record of all you have done to open our hearts to your love and our lives to your power. We are sorry that we spend so much time preparing to enjoy ourselves, that we forget those who have no joy this Christmas. Forgive us when, as we decorate our homes, we forget those who have no homes. Lord, help us to remember that the baby in the manger is the man on the cross, and the man on the cross is always with us as our living Lord. We ask our prayer in the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. We have a hymn, Once in Royal David's City.
Mother mode,
We pray the collect for the Nativity of our Lord, Christmas Day, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take on nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we, who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who live with whom, with you and the same Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Christmas, Putting God First. Christmas, Putting God First. While there are four Gospels which deal with the ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus, only two, Matthew and Luke, narrate the events surrounding the birth of Jesus. In our Christmas stories and plays, we usually weave the two into a single account. In the Gospel of Matthew, we find the Magi, the wise men from the east, who follow a star and come to visit Jesus sometime after he is born. In Luke, it is the lowly shepherds, visited by angels, who come to the manger on the night of Jesus' birth. In today's reading, Luke associates the birth of Jesus with the reign of Rome's first emperor, Caesar Augustus, Luke chapter 2, verse 1, placing it in a wider context in the world's history. Luke presents a contrast between the wealth and power of Augustus, emperor of Rome, and the powerless infant, Jesus, born in a stable in a small, insignificant village of Bethlehem. Matthew, on the other hand, writing to a Jewish audience, associates Jesus' birth with the reign of the local Jewish ruler, King Herod. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Luke tells the story of an angel appearing to Mary and later to Joseph to ensure that Jesus has a home in which to grow up with a knowledge and fear of the Lord. When we examine the whole story, we find that Christmas is the result of individuals being obedient to God and placing God's will ahead of their own will and desires. Mary was engaged to Joseph. In their culture, that was as binding as marriage. And if they had to separate, a divorce must take place. Mary must have had plans in her mind for her life together with Joseph. Joseph would build her a house. They would have many sons together. However, her vision for Joseph and herself was interrupted. Luke writes, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. The angel tells Mary that you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33. Mary is perplexed. How can this be, since I am a virgin? Verse 34. To which the angel replies, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, she who was considered barren. For nothing is impossible with God. Verses 34 to 38. Mary is convinced. She puts God's will before her own. She is obedient to the heavenly request, even though it would put her in a difficult position. She is engaged and will bear a child who is not Joseph's. She could be accused of adultery and be stoned to death. However, she is obedient to God. Joseph was faced with a dilemma. The woman to whom he was engaged was with child, a child that was not his. Matthew tells us that Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just as he resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Joseph dismisses his plan and chooses to do God's will. The shepherds were doing their appointed task, watching over their flocks by night on the mountainside. Theirs was a very important task. They had to ensure that the wild animals did not attack the sheep by night. They had to make sure that the sheep would not wander away from the flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. When the angel described where and in what state they would find the child, the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. Verse 15b. The shepherds went with haste. They left their flocks on the mountainside, their livelihood, in obedience to God's wish to make them heralds of the good news of the Savior's birth. Having encountered the Christ child, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke chapter 2, verse 20. Obedience to God will enable the lowly shepherds to become heralds of the good news of the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world. There is a children's prayer that says, God has no hands but our hands. God has no feet but our feet. God has no heart to show love in the world but ours. God has some important work for each of us to do. We have our plans, yes, our goals, our objectives of what we would like to do. If we are to learn from the story of the Nativity of Jesus, we must give priority to what God desires of us. From the birth of Jesus, we can see that obedience to God's will enable us to do some good work for God that will benefit God's people. God has some good work for us. We must therefore listen to the still small voice as God speaks to us. Unlike Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, we must set aside our own plans and be obedient to God's will, and allow God to use us to do some work for the benefit of others. God continues to work God's purpose out in the world, and God's purpose is a good purpose. God desires to use us as instruments of God's peace and love in the world. We therefore must, like Mary, Joseph, and the shepherd, give God Amen. Let us pray. God, we offer our praise. We thank you for the greatest gift of all, the gift of yourself in your Son. Fill us, gracious God, with the life and love of your presence at his birth. We pray for all who have no room in their Christmas for Jesus today. Forgive us the times we ignore you or push you to the margins of our living. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Jesus, you share the life of a home with Mary and Joseph. We pray for all children and parents. Give us thankful hearts for the tokens of love exchanged. As the Christ child was wrapped in swaddling bands, we give thanks for the places that wrap us in love and teach us to honor and care. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. We pray for all whom this day brings sadness or tears, for those separate from someone they love, those who carry grief within them, those breaking under strains they endure. Kindle in our hearts the good news of great joy announced by the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. As we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, we pray for all places of hatred and strife, places of warfare and violence. We pray for those with courage to risk peacemaking, for those who dare to seek the healing of conflicts and deep injuries. Unite us into your Son, into a commonwealth of peace and justice. God, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Uniting our prayers with the host of heaven, we rejoice in your saving love. As we pray the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the costs, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season, scatter the darkness of sin, and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the glad news of the Saviour's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. And as we celebrate this joyous time of Christmas, I would like to wish you and your household a very holy and a very happy Christmas, and pray that you will continue to experience the joy, the peace, and the love that Christmas is all about. And remember, of course, that COVID-19 is still around us, and so we invite you to continue to be careful. Make sure that you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Wherever possible, keep your distance, and in crowded places, wear your mask. And may you have a very exciting and rewarding holiday season. I leave you with the Lydian singers and the Hallelujah chorus.